And record on this computer. Good morning, friends, and welcome. We are so happy to have you here with us on the Vitality Health Show. I am Stephanie Parrish, your voice of hope and healing. We are so grateful to have just our wonderful, wonderful sponsors that are here on our show. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do this. So please go ahead and listen to our sponsors and support them. We have got an amazing guest today. Her name is Danielle Forsgren. She's been a friend of mine for a number of years. It's been so fun because as we've been talking, we have so much in common. We just keep going off on all these different things and like, oh, back to business. It's awesome, isn't it? Anyway, she's an author, an educator, a theatrical producer, which all of you know me, that's my love too, an actor, a spokesperson. She has just got this mega talent that comes out and she just exudes this love of everything that she does when you talk to her. And it's just been so fun. We kind of lost connection for a while. Now we're reconnected again and I'm so excited about it. It's just, she'll tell you what we do because it's something that I've been pushing for a long time. And I love this piece of equipment. I love what they do. And I love the whole story behind it. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get started and let Danielle tell kind of a little bit about herself and her story and how they got started in this amazing Avison machine. And I'll have her explain that to you in just a minute. So Danielle, go ahead and take it away.
Oh my goodness, Stephanie, I'm so honored and thank you so much. I'm like, who is she talking about? Oh my goodness. I forget all the things I've done in my past. I kind of say I'm like Madonna. I reinvent myself every 10 years or something crazy like that. You have to keep it fresh, right?
Right,
you have
exactly.
To, like yourself, entrepreneurial women as you and I are, that's what we have to do. So thank you so much. Well, the Avison journey is about a 15 and a half year old story and journey, and we're still continuing. Yeah. My husband, full disclosure, is the inventor of the Avison device. We are a class 2 medical device for aches, pains, strains, overall muscular relaxation, and arthritic pain, but so much more. Because what we do is we help your body heal itself from within. So, Tom invented this actually for my older sister who had 25 years of chronic migraines. And when I say chronic, she had about 20 to 25 a month. So she lived in a very dark room. She was on a lot of pain medication. They basically turned her into a drug seeker because of it. And it was heartbreaking, heartbreaking. I'm more of an Eastern kind of medicine girl. I love physicians and doctors, and they're so necessary, but I would rather go to what does the universe and herbs, and I do everything in my power before I have to go to the doctor.
Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
I'm just that. That's the way I'm built. And so I tried to get an acupuncture in there and chiro and vitamins and this and that. And every time I was turned away at the door. And so Tom was working with some scientists at Stanford and they were had a thermoregulation device. So he, in his brain, he's a very, very kind of engineer kind of guy, very analytical. This popped into his head during a dream one night, said, well, maybe if we treat Gaynor, was her name, Gaynor with heat, maybe the migraines will go away, because there was a Google search that he was looking for. And it popped up that there was this physician in Florida that was doing T3, T4 hormone treatment. And when he was doing that and raising these ladies' body core temperature to a little over normal thermia, their migraines started to dissipate. So his mind went, maybe if we do this, maybe this will happen. So that's what we did. We took this, our device. It was very MacGyver, like it was an igloo thermos, even before you saw it. It was like an igloo thermos with some holes poked in and some wires, and you had this heating element that you had to put your hand in and you had to grip it. I mean, it was crazy MacGyver. But we took it to her. She was day 3 of a migraine. I walked in and she looked like the walking dead. I mean, I had never seen her in a migraine, and Stephanie, she was ashen gray. And I thought, oh my God, poor girl. And so her husband was a physician, a cancer specialist, and he was there. So she was patient number 1, and we had no idea our protocol. We had no idea what we were doing. We just thought, let's put our hand in and see what happens. Hope to God nothing happens, and we have a doctor standing by, right? So
And what was
it
he
was.
thinking? What was the husband thinking? Didn't you say he was
Well,
kind of like,
okay. So
what?
the interesting thing about him was the only reason we got that device in there is because Tom was working with some scientists at Stanford,
At
right?
Stanford.
At Stanford. So Stanford got us in the door. Tom Muehlbauer got us to where we are today. And so we put her hand in. She went from ashen gray to pink in her skin. And so we asked the question, Gaynor, how do you feel? And she said, well, I still have a little bit of a migraine, but I'm hungry and she hadn't eaten in 3 days. And I don't think I have to take my medicine. And we're like, that's it. Oh my God, you know.
Created
Miracle just
it.
happened. Miracle just happened. And so we thought we were going to cure the world of migraines until we met something called the FDA when they said, okay, that's great. We're excited for you, but you have to do all of these studies. It was going to cost about $10 million. And we were, I think there was two people working in the company by then. So it was a very, very small company. We MacGyvered everything and bootstrapped everything. So we decided to go another route because we knew we were never going to get cleared for migraines. It's a very big industry. So I would come home from Costco, Stephanie, and there'd be a bunch of people in the living room with their hands in the Avacyn device. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? Can I get you
Hello.
a drink? Hello, welcome. Welcome to my treatment facility in my home. And because the word spread and we were helping all these people. So we had our first commercial customer, Dr. Nathan Newman, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember, maybe 2011 or so. I think my dates are wrong, but he was our first commercial customer, and he has a huge practice in Beverly Hills. He does stem cell and plastic surgery. And when Tom visited him, they had an Avacyn room. So Tom walked into this beautiful woman room, and there was this woman using the Avacyn. And Dr. Newman got out his little pad, and he said, "Do you know that the Avacyn helps with this, 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 this?" And Tom's like, "No, I don't." And so he became one of the scientists and doctors that worked alongside with Tom to find out what exactly we were doing when you put your hand in this little device, right? So for everybody out there who doesn't know about the Avacyn, it looks about this big. It's about
About like a
6 pounds.
shoebox, right?
Like I
That's
say, kind of like a bread box. And I'm like dating myself, but like a bread box. And it has a dry heat element, a vacuum, which distends something called the AVAs, and then your body. And that's it. So we've had over 25 million treatments, not one adverse event reported. And we're safe. And I've got 2-year-olds using it to 92-year-olds using it. And it's just something that I personally use every day because it helps your body heal from the inside out. We help your body create something called microcirculation. And that is so much more important than circulation. We have 100,000 miles of capillaries in our body. And if they're gunked up, like if you don't take your car and get an oil change, nothing runs right. Same thing with your body. If your blood isn't running correctly, right? I mean, you're the professional with this. You do this every day. You know how important blood flow is. Blood is life.
Absolutely. If it's not working, the body's not going to be working
That's
correctly at
right.
all.
That's right. And you have inflammation, and then the inflammation has pain, and it's just like the domino effect.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, Danielle, because I've heard this story so many times, and I'm literally sitting here with goosebumps on my arms, and because I just remember when you were first telling the story to us, you literally had tears in your eyes talking about your sister watching this transformation. And if I can go back there, I think it was like the second day of doing this when she actually got up and came out and sat down and watched television with you guys for the first
For
time. And
Super Bowl, it was a couple days later. I mean, she was always, we would go, her house was the destination house for every holiday, everything. Everyone went to Gay's house. So she would always be really, really late coming in. So I ended up cooking a lot of the meals because we waited for her to make her appearance. We wouldn't eat till 10 o'clock at night. So I would, because she was always struggling, always.
Right, right.
And she had other things other than just migraines because, and she had a very, very severe car accident when she was 19. And that was horrible. And she had like 40 operations. She had a lot of trouble because of that. And so when she finally came out that Super Bowl Sunday, so it was like 4 days, it was like a Thursday and then Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
And so we went, we were there for Super Bowl Sunday, and Tom was afraid to ask Charles how Gay was doing.
Yeah.
I would always go in the back and talk to her as she was putting her makeup on, and it was like, you know, an hour deal for her. And so I would sit there, and then he, and then Charles during one of the breaks said, well, aren't you going to ask me how Gaynor's doing? And Tom's like, well, I was kind of afraid to ask, but how's she doing? And he said, she hasn't had a migraine since that Thursday. And we were like, oh my God. Well, what I didn't tell you that night when we first tried it on her, Charles got his checkbook out and said, how much do you want for it? And we're like, oh no, 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 no. You don't understand. This is a prototype. And he goes, yeah. Nope. You just tell whoever that somebody got in your car and stole it because it's not leaving this house. And that was not my brother-in-law. So I have to say, in a month and a half of her doing the Avicen, her protocol, so migraines are a little bit different for the protocol. You do it when you don't have a migraine for a half an hour in the morning and at night when your body's at its lowest body core temperature. But if you have a migraine, and sometimes I get something like a hormonal issue in my neck, which I can, if I catch it,
right.
If I use the Avicen for 10 to 15 minutes, I can catch it. It will go away, but you don't want to do it any more than 15 minutes because it could restart the migraine. So we had a specific protocol for her.
That's awesome. I'm going to stop you there for just a minute. We'll come back after a break because I'm still getting all sorts of goosebumps because this is what started this whole thing. And this whole thing, I mean, thousands, if not millions of people being touched. And
yes, 25 million.
Yeah. It's, and that is not any small feat. That is absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to get teary eyed right here. Holy cow.
Oh, don't do it. Cause then I'll start wearing my makeup.
I can't wear my makeup. Don't do that.
I know.
So
right?
We're going to take our first break here real quick. We'll come back and we'll pick it up right there because the story just gets even better and better and better all the time. And I'm sitting there thinking of all the stories that I have for all the years.
I want to hear some of yours.
So it's pretty awesome. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. We want everybody to stay tuned because there's a whole lot more to come. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We are talking with the amazing, beautiful, talented Danielle Forsgren from Avicen Medical, I guess it's how you say Avicen Microcirculation, because that's what it does. And we were just talking about my emotions are all over the place right now. Just remembering, because just a couple weeks ago, I sold one of the first ones I sold probably what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, time's gone by so crazy. They had a problem with theirs. Their cuff kind of, there still didn't work. And she literally called me in complete panic. It's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have to have it. We do this every day, you know?
Right.
And you guys were so gracious to get them another one sent out immediately. And she's like, oh, thank you. It's just, that's how people react with these things. You know, they just, they know that they feel so much better when they use it. Some of them could care less what the sciences are behind it or what's happening. They just know they feel better. So right. Going from the little igloo,
igloo with, yes.
With this, the MacGyver stuff, let's move forward from there. Cause we were just taught, you guys can go back and listen to the first part of the show, talk about her sister and how this affected her and all these different things. And then let's go from there. What happened from there? Where's the progress?
Wow. Okay. So, we went through FDA clearance. It took a long time. I mean, the FDA is really important. And we knew we were much more than just a gadget. We knew we were doing amazing things. We had a 10-year-old little girl, another migraine sufferer. They had her on propofol. That was their fix.
Oh.
Propofol, which is what they give you for anesthesia. They knocked this little 10-year-old out. And we were like, oh my God. So the neighbor called us crying. The mom called us crying. The Grandma called us crying. She got to go back to school. She got to go to Disneyland for the first time. I mean, it was,
Wow.
this is just kind of weird and how it's
Life-changing.
been. So I know this gift was given to Tom for a purpose. He and I are both really tenacious. We don't give up. We keep going. It doesn't matter how or why or what. We just get it done. I think that's my theater background. You just, you know,
Right.
the show must
Show
go
must
on
go
kind of thing.
on.
Show must go on. You could be half dead and the show goes on. You know, I know, girl, I know. So it's just been such the journey. So after FDA clearance, we kept under the radar as much as we could, and we did such a great job. It was like we had to start all over again. So, because we didn't want anything to interfere with us. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that we just didn't want to be a part of.
Right.
We wanted to keep it homegrown and help people, because that's always been our vision. If we really say that our mission is that everyone has accessibility to the Avicen device, whether
Amen.
it's in your home or whether it's in a community or building or a church or a temple or whatever, that you go there and you can put your hand in there, you can find relief, you can feel better, and you can come back the next day and do the same thing all over again. Right. So that is,
Absolutely.
that has been our goal and our mantra. And, you know, we've sold probably about a little over 10,000 devices. I work mostly now. I have an affiliate program, because without my affiliates, I was just the salesperson for the longest time. And
Yeah.
there's only one of me. And I did a pretty good job. I kept the company going when we went through tough times. But it's so much better when you have a posse of people. And we
Right.
have amazing affiliates that every single one of them has been touched by the Avicen. Their life has changed, or a family member has changed. And so that is the beauty of that, because this is not a device that can sit on a shelf. It's got to be used and tried out, and then you see the results. Now, it doesn't always happen
Right.
right away, but I've seen amazing things in 20 minutes. It's
Yes.
been an incredible journey. It's been an honor to be part of this journey. I left my performing career to do this because I knew how important it was for Tom to help people.
Can I insert right there, Danielle, because I think you know this. We've talked about the story before, but when I first met you guys, we were down at the convention, the Avicen convention down in San Diego. And I had been called by somebody who referred somebody that was down in San Diego, and they said their daughter had severe, severe migraines and wanted to know if they could bring her over to come and try it at the convention. And it was crazy. There was lots and lots of people walking all around, and a few Avicens. I'd taken mine with me and a few people here and there. And I saw this mom walk in with this girl that just had her head down. She had this like cloak over her head. And I think she was at the time 16 or so, just in so much pain. You could see in her eyes. And like I said, it was just busy. It was busy and it was loud and it was noisy. Everything you don't want when you have a migraine. And
Right.
So we found a place for her to go in the coat closet that had a plug-in. And we had her down on the ground, laying down, and I went to go find somebody. I can't remember. Her mom was in there with her. And when I came back in, Tom was in the coat closet with her on his knees, talking to her and her mother, and just consoling her and explaining to her and encouraging her. And I remember just crying. I thought, this is the company I want to be working with these incredible people that would take the time from this massive convention to go into the coat closet to work with this 16-year-old girl who was having a severe migraine. It was just such a beautiful moment for me.
We had so many incredible moments in that weekend. There was, do you remember the little boy named River who was a near drowning victim?
Yeah, in his wheelchair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his parents. So the thing about near drowning victims, they're mostly children,
right?
Because if you, it usually happens when the parents leaves the bathroom or they fall in the pool, but they're always revived.
Right.
Adults usually die with drowning because they're usually by themselves, but these little children are revived, and over a period of time, they become like stone little figures.
Yes.
And I remember Brett introducing us to River and his family, and I remember them sitting there and doing treatments. And this child, it was heartbreaking because I think he was like 2.5 or 3, and
Yes.
we eventually got him off of his nighttime oxygen,
Yeah.
and he was blinking his eyes. And I mean, they become like little stones. They don't move,
Yeah.
they don't blink, they don't speak. We've had incredible stories with that. And I mean, how do you wrap your head around that one? I don't know. It's just
Yeah.
very humbling,
It was
isn't it?
beautiful
It's
to
really
watch
humbling.
their parents. I remember his dad was just so emotional because
Yeah.
he even just in that the few times that he had done it, you could see River kind of his eyes were almost connecting. And
Yes.
his dad was just blown away. We were all blown
Yeah.
away, but his dad was blown
Yeah.
away. And it was just such a beautiful, tender thing to be part of.
Yeah, we kind of watched that transformation that whole weekend, and
Yeah.
it was absolutely incredible. I mean, I've
Yeah.
seen a gentleman, I've stood next to a gentleman that had a headache, and I know we're talking about headaches a lot,
Yeah.
but there's so many other things that we help with. There's a gentleman that had a headache for 3 years. He was on so many opioids that his wife was going to leave him, and I stood next to him, and I had no idea the severity. And in 10 minutes, he started crying, and I'm like, I go to the, oh my God, what have we done
Yeah.
place? Is he okay? And he said, no, you don't understand. I had a headache for 3 years, and it's gone. And
Wow.
everyone in the room started crying because he was crying, the wife was crying, everybody was crying. And he to this day, and that was probably about 4 years ago, he still has never had his headache return.
You know, I love being part of miracles with just putting the natural stuff into the body that God created, get your body functioning correctly, and then
Yeah.
does knows what to do. I remember I was just, and you may or may not know the story, you probably do. But when we were did our very first Huntsman Senior Games down in St. George 5 years ago or 6 years ago, which we're going to be back there again. So everybody
We
listening to the
are. I'm
show,
going
we're going
to
to be
come
back there in
too.
October. Yay, I'm so excited. Anyway, we had a gentleman come up and he and his wife had been there. She played pickleball. He was military and had been in a wheelchair for over 3 years. He had never stood again. He had very little function in his body, let alone standing. And his wife, he was there supporting her playing pickleball in the senior games. And he comes up and he goes, "Do you think I can try that?" And we're like, "Well, of course you can try it. That's what we're here for. Stick your hand in there and let's see what we can do. 20 minutes." And his whole face was just changing as he was going through the 20 minutes. And his wife was just watching, and we were all watching, you know. And it was packed in there. It was crazy busy. And finally, he takes his hand out and he said, "I think I can stand up." And we're like,
Whoa.
"What?" So I grabbed
Yeah.
one side, Jana grabbed one side, Brett's in the front, and he stood himself up.
Oh
And
my
he's like,
God.
his wife is just sitting there bawling, and
I
we're all
think, oh my
crying.
God,
And
I think I would have dropped to the floor.
it
Oh,
was
I mean,
so
oh my
crazy. And then he
goodness.
says, "I think I can take some steps."
Wow.
And his wife's like, "Are you sure you haven't even stood up for over 3 years?" He goes, "No, I think I can." He sat there, took three steps. Then he goes, "Okay, I'll come back tomorrow." And he sat back down in his chair. This is the stuff we saw
I know,
all
and
the time.
people probably think we're crazy, but these are the things that have kept us going for 15 and a half years.
Right.
And it hasn't been easy because we're a medical device disruptor, so it's not easy for us, and we have so many rules and regulations. Half of the things that I would love to scream from the mountaintops, I'm not allowed to,
I
or we
know.
get closed down, right? So it's just so hard, but we keep going because we know how important it is. And
We
thank
do.
God for people like you, Stephanie, because you know you're a medical influencer and you do amazing things with your clients, and the Avicen is right there with you, and you've been a huge part of this journey, so thank you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Funny, I have a client that just finished up with her 40 session of hyperbaric, and we put her on the Avicen, and she had cancer about 4 years ago, and ever since then she's had numbness on her whole right side of her body.
Right.
And the hyperbaric was doing great stuff for her. She was feeling really good and everything, but we've got to add this Avicen to it. So we put her hand in the Avicen. We're sitting there chit-chatting, and all of a sudden she looks at me and she holds her hand up and she's like, "Oh my gosh, there's tingling in my hand." She goes, "Is this really happening?" And she's like, every night she has to get up and shake it down and do all this stuff to it just to get feeling in her hand. And she was not even 10 minutes into the Avacyn at that point in time. And she's like, I have got feeling in my hand. And she's sitting there moving it because the other hand was in the machine. And she goes,
Yeah.
how's that happening coming from this hand to this hand? And I
Yeah,
was
we
like,
should probably talk about how that happens.
yeah,
It's
so let's
pretty
do that real
amazing.
quick. And then I don't know how much time we have. Let's do that real quick. And then let's talk about what we've got going forward. Okay. Oh,
Okay.
we're good. We're good. Okay.
Okay, super. Because I mean, you and I, man, we can talk forever.
We can, and we do.
That's what we do. So, okay. So the mechanism of action, like I said, it's a dry heat pad, a vacuum. So we create this little vacuum situation, and it opens up something called the arteriovenous anastomosis. It's your body's radiators. You have them here, and the bottom of your feet. Tom chose the hand because it's closer to the heart.
Yep.
And a lot of our patient, all of our clients, they have they're older, right? Because a lot of things happen when you're older. So just so you know, 80% of us over the age of 40 have compromised microcirculation. And so that's why
Okay,
you
say
wake
that
up on
number
your
again,
40th birth.
Danielle. 80%
80%
of
of
us,
us over the age of 40
40,
have
not 50 or
compromised
60, 40.
40, some 35 they're saying, but I just choose 40 because, I'm 41-ish. Just kidding.
Works.
I know, whatever works. Smoke and mirrors. We
We're
have
actresses, we
compromised
can do
micro.
this.
That's right. We have compromised microcirculation. And so we wake up, we need glasses on our 40th birthday. And when we take our first steps, we're like, ow, what did I do yesterday? I've got little aches and pains. That's lack of circulation on a microcirculation level. So think of our device like acupuncture without the needles. I go to acupuncture, but I hate every minute of it because it's painful. So I'd rather put my hand in the Avacyn and watch television or do whatever I'm doing. So you put your hand on this dry heat pad, we enclose it, and then we distend the AVAs. Now, then we insert the dry heat, and after about 6 to 8 minutes, we thin out the blood very, very slightly, and safe enough that if you are taking blood thinners, you can still take them. It's ever so slightly, like a degree. So when we do that, your body kicks in and goes, "Woo! What just happened? I haven't felt this way for a long time." And then it takes over and starts giving your body what it needs, which is more oxygen, which leads to more nutrients and all of the things that your body wants. So that's the premise. And people say, "Well, okay, that's great. Why can I put my hand in a bowl of hot water?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you can, but your body is so smart." Then in less than a minute, it will do something called vasoconstriction. Constricting it will shut everything down. But you see, Tom was really smart when he did the Avacyn. He made that vacuum so it keeps everything open and vasodilates. And we do it everywhere you have capillaries, which is 100,000 miles of them, head to toe. So wherever you have blood, we are treating, even through the blood-brain barrier. And that's how we can help River and kids on the spectrum and other things like that. Because when you do this device, things happen. Your body wants to heal itself, and we are kind of like the jumper cables to start healing.
I love that. It's funny because my brain just gets going crazy when you and I talk. But I remember when I was very, very first introduced to this, we went down to Vegas to meet with Janet. We went down there and she's like, I'm not even really sure what I'm talking about, but this is try just try it. So we drove all the way down there to Vegas from St. George. And I remember my brother-in-law was with us, who is a nurse, and he has trigger thumb. And they were going to do all the surgeries on him. His thumb wouldn't go back, and it was extremely painful. And we were there with them. And I said, put your hand in, let's just try it. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to do. We're all learning here, right?
I
So he
do.
was able to get his thumb bent so he could get it in there. And we're just talking, just chat. And all of a sudden he's like, Stephanie, something just happened to my thumb. And I'm like, and it's in the machine. I'm like, what happened? He goes, I can move my thumb. And he's got his thumb moving around. And he goes, there's no pain. What ha And he's an RN. He's a registered nurse for the
And let me
veteran.
tell you, RNs are tough. They're harder than
So
doctors.
tough.
They're tough, man.
Yeah, he's like, this can't happen. It was so funny. But when he got done, he pulled it out. And he's like, there is literally no pain in my hand. And I'm like, so that was our very first experience with
That's
it.
a heck of a first experience,
It
isn't
was
it?
amazing. And for me, I put my hand in, I'm not feeling anything. And all of a sudden, my toes start tingling and my feet start tingling. And I'm like, whoa, how's that going on? So, in the years, I've learned how it all works. But
Yes.
talk about amazing experiences for
Yes.
everybody that uses it, really.
Yeah, I'm even thinking that I need to do a compile a book on Avicen experiences, kind of like the chicken soup kind of book, but just because there's so many unbelievable, heartwarming stories, and especially through the pandemic, we had our affiliates dropping devices off to people and helping them with their breathing and helping them. And myself, I got Delta, which was no fun. And I was on my way out and I didn't even care. I was going to Jesus and did not care because I was so sick. But the only thing kept me going and out of the hospital was the Avicen because I had great oxygen. I had no fever. I tested negative twice. So I just thought I had a horrible case of pneumonia. And then 2 months later, my hair starts falling out. And that was absolutely horrific for someone in the theater, a woman who, and a Leo who likes her hair, and for my it to be coming out of my hands. And the thing that brought it back was, look at my hair now. Now it's a different color and it's a different texture. It's all curly. And I'm like, my hair
What
used to be
happened
straight like
there?
yours. But hey, I'm just thankful I have hair. I have a ton of it. And by the grace of God, and thank God for the Avicen, because I was, it was tragic how bad my hair was. You would cry.
Oh, that's so amazing that we don't things that we don't think of, but circulation, that oxygen comes through your blood. And if your
Yeah.
blood isn't functioning or going where it needs to go, it's not carrying the oxygen, right?
Right.
So this is why it's so vital. And I always tell everybody, just gets into those tiny little nooks and crannies. It's going to get
Yes.
into everything that has been
100,000 miles
blocked.
and
That's a
10
lot.
billion. So no, 10 billion. So our 100,000 miles have 10 billion micro capillaries, 10 billion of them. So we are pushing all of that blood where it needs to go. You know how when someone passes and they said, everything just shut down, and it's because all of the blood's been receding to the point where there's no function anymore. We push that blood, and that's the genius of the Avicen. And then when you pair it with your hyperbaric, it's like on steroids.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. It's so fun to watch, just watch people
People,
change. It's
right?
fast for
Yes.
us as practitioners
Yes.
to just sit there and watch. And like I said, at the senior games, it was one after the other, after the other, after the other. And one of my very favorite memories of that first senior games was when we had the US Olympic women's volleyball team there. And we're like, come on over and try this. Come on over and try this. Oh, we don't know. Well, beat Canada. I'm half Canadian, so I've got, I choose whichever. So we sat
Sure.
there for 45 minutes and we did every one of those players on the US Olympic team, the
Nice.
volleyball team. And then they creamed Canada. So the next
Right.
morning, the Canadian women showed up at the booth and they're all like, we have to play our second game with the US. Can we hurry and do this again? And the US was walking by going, don't let them do it. Don't let them. In fact, they came up and said, don't let the Canadians do it. Don't let them put their
That's
hands in that
so
machine.
funny.
It was so funny. But the Canadian, we let the Canadians do it anyway. And then the Americans were right behind them. They came back and they said, do us again. They ultimately won, but it was so funny to the US won. It was just
Yeah.
funny to see these whole teams going, oh no, oh no. And people coming back
Very
saying that's the best they've
competitive.
ever played.
Yeah.
They've never felt
Yeah.
that good
Well,
or
you can just
whatever.
move better. When everything is kind of oiled and running right and everything's perfused, you just can move better. I personally do the Avicen up to 2 hours a day. I do a half an hour in the morning. I do a half an hour after I eat because it helps with digestion and lowering the sugars. And then I do at least an hour at night when I'm trying to wind down from my crazy day.
It's there's just the best. Nobody can until you've experienced it,
No.
which
And
this is
people think we're absolutely out of our minds right now, but it's okay because once you try it, you'll go, oh, I get it.
Right. And that's why I'm so grateful that you came on the show with me, Danielle, because we want to get one of these in every single person's home. Everybody
Yeah.
should have one because your whole family can use it if it's sitting in your house, right? And we
My
want to get
nephews
this
are
in
in
there.
college now. Yeah.
Yeah.
We sent the Avison to the university with them, because what we haven't really talked about, because there's so much to talk about, is how it
Right.
relaxes you and engages the parasympathetic. So it gets you out of fight or flight and gets you right into rest and restore. And we do it so elegantly.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take our break here and then we'll come back. We'll just finish everything up. We can touch a little bit more on that. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Okay, welcome back, everybody. We've just got a few minutes left to close this up. And again, I want to thank Danielle so much for coming and talking about the Avison Medical, Avison Microcirculation. It is just beyond. So we want to have her give the co give where you can get hold of her. I am a distributor. I'm very proud of being a distributor. I love, love, love this machine. I love what it does. I love what it does for me. I love what it does for my family and for my clients. It's just a working piece of art is what it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful device that Tom developed. So give us your contact information, Danielle, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. It's avisonmedical.com, and I'm DJ Forsgren at Avison Medical. I am co-founder and chief marketing officer and everything else that I need to do to keep everything going and people happy. But I think everyone should go through you and your website. I also wanted to say that we have a 30-day money back guarantee. So we let you try it for 30 days, and we have less than a 1% return rate, because nobody ever wants to return their Avison, because it's so genius
It is.
for
It's
your whole
brilliant.
life.
Well,
I
thank you
mean, we
so
travel all
much.
over with it.
We do. I carried mine with me everywhere. I was doing people in the airport. So anyway, we could talk a whole lot
Hi,
longer,
welcome to my
but
life. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, thank you so much, Danielle. I appreciate you. I love you and
Thank
Tom,
you.
and I'm so grateful to be part of this program with you guys. Thank you
We're
for
so
coming on to
grateful for
share
you.
this with the world. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And for all of
Thanks,
our
my friend.
listeners out there, you have a happy and healthy day.